This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. But only for one
night with no repeat. All right, so I have a two-part question for everybody in this room. So we're interviewing Jim Cavanaugh, and I said to him, I think most St. Louisans would prefer not to have the name like St. Louis FC, although it would be named after me in a sense, Frank Cusimano FC.
Ah.
But so do you agree with that assessment that most St. Louisans would prefer not to have the team called the MLS team, yeah. St. Louis FC?
I would agree with that, yes.
Personalize it,
Brian?
A little more.
Well, what do you
although
mean personalize
FC's already
it?
Taken. So, like, if it was St. Louis FC, would they be shifting the USL team name to the main team?
Yes.
I feel like that name,
two names.
But that name is already identified with the team in Fenton,
yes.
So you can't just roll that name over.
Now, do you agree with it, Brian, that most people don't want that, like, kind of that same standard?
I'm not bothered by it, though. I kind of like it.
Oh, you do?
Kind of old. Yeah, I kind
of. All right, so
seems
three
a little
out of four
for the
here
sport.
Agree, but one. So it's interesting because I've been getting quite a few texts, and they say, let me stop you there, Frank. That they actually want that name. I would think maybe the hardcore soccer people like St. Louis FC, I would think most of St. Louis would want kind of a St. Louis name.
But in soccer, they do go with that style a lot. I just think the fact that that name already exists, if you'd never had a team in the USL out of Fenton or Soccer Park, and you just rolled out an MLS team and said, we're calling it St. Louis FC, that sounds kind of cool. I just think that name's already taken. I identify it with the USL and not the MLS.
All right, so what if we went with a regular name?
Oh, the Clydesdales, although it never happened.
See, I hate that.
Yeah, no, I think the trick is,
Stallions.
In Hoff's defense, the trick is, okay, what's it going to be? Because if it's a real hokey, you know, River Bandits or something dumb.
No, that's dumb.
Well, it is dumb.
No.
I said
soccer's
that.
Too cool to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have to avoid any of these silly nicknames. And
so they're going to actually do these town halls and kind of get the voice of the people, like the equivalent of Hockey Bob, which could be dangerous, right?
We don't recommend that. He was our co-host on Friday, sitting at the broadcast table.
He was
all but putting a headset on. All right, Brian, while we're sitting here, since Frank and I have had to put off our MLS studying, call up all of the team names.
Oh.
Because in New York, you have what?
The
Red Bulls.
That's dumb.
St. Louis Strikers?
Chicago is the Fire.
Dumb. Portland Timbers.
Yeah, so you have some of those cutesy
Seattle
names.
Sounders.
That, correct,
that
yeah.
Kinda.
That's
you
cool.
You have Atlanta United SC, Chicago Fire, FC Cincy, the Columbus Crew, DC United, the Montreal Impact, the New England Revolution, New York City FC and the Red Bulls, Orlando City SC, the Philadelphia Union, Toronto FC, the Colorado Rapids, FC Dallas, Houston Dynamo, which is really stupid, LA Galaxy, Los Angeles SC, Minnesota United FC, the Portland Timbers, Real Salt Lake, San Jose Earthquake, Seattle Sounders FC, Sporting Kansas City, and the Vancouver Whitecaps FC.
So right. If you go by percentages, it will be St. Louis FC.
Can you go FC St. Louis?
I don't think you can.
Can you work? Can you,
I think that'd be a 90%.
It sounds like that's where the momentum is, right? That they'll just have... They'll roll that name into the big club?
St. Louis Legacy, says Courtney D. Because we're like the legacy of soccer in the country.
Yeah.
See, I can't do that. Now, I was half kidding about the Clydesdale, but I want something like that to where it's just a St. Louis thing. You know, the pork steaks. That would be awesome.
Pork steaks.
Now we're naming people's fantasy teams. Okay.
That would be great.
I'd love either the Stallions or the Knights and incorporate the famous statue of King Louise outside the stadium.
Hmm. What was your sense, though, from Cavanaugh, that they're willing to listen, but they kind of have a gut as to what they'd like?
I don't know if they have a gut, but it seemed like he really wanted to get... And they also, on a color scheme, they really want to get the fans involved in these town halls. And I'm telling you, folks, it's coming close. It's coming quick. It's going to be decided within the next 6 weeks till August in the All-Star game. So
maybe you put Steve Stenger in charge and then just put it out for bid, and whatever the highest bid is, then they go with that name. By the way, I would like to apologize for all of my Illinois friends, or to my
I'm an Illinois.
I apologize to all of my Illinois friends, because for years especially at the Bragging Rights game, I would always make fun of the fact when they did celebrity sightings, they'd say, hey, you know, Dan Dierdorf is here, Whitey Herzog, Joe Buck. And then they'd say, hey, Missouri's governor. And Illinois' governor's in jail. Sorry.
No.
I now have to amend that
because
this side of the river is now starting to mirror Illinois when it comes to fraudulent criminal politicians, okay? Steve Stenger has resigned as of this morning. He was indicted, federal grand jury, basically a pay-to-play scheme. And then we had Eric Greitens, who, of course, did not get impeached, but was forced to resign.
So don't mess with Dave Peacock?
It's basically, yeah, Stenger was one of the original ones who, I guess, how do we put it, just kind of weaseled out of an agreement, had an agreement with the NFL group that was the Blitz and Peacock and those guys. And then when he got elected, he said, yeah, what I told you guys, never mind. That's essentially what happened. Yeah. You're right. If anybody is having a little champagne for brunch
spiking
today,
spiking the ball,
it might be Dave Peacock, who had unfortunate dealings with both Stenger and Eric Wright.
Hey, what about the steamers and use those colors?
But you got Stan Kroenke, Stanley Steamer. Some people call him that. Too close.
Well, I think we've had so many variations of the steamers. You know, ambush steamers, they've, you know, kind of come and gone a couple of times. I don't know. I mean, I think the FC idea for a lot of these soccer, it's cool. It's a football club. It is kind of cool, but it's overdone in the league. And I just think that name's already taken here in town for your USL team. There's nothing new about it because we've already used it for 5 years.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. The soccer people are really flooding me now saying St. Louis FC is the name.
That it's going to be. That it should be.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? Those are the people who are probably going to show up at the town hall. The people that are on the fence, like, yeah, I wouldn't have minded a different name, aren't going to show up
at
this town hall.
For this to be a success, we need the affluent Martin Kilcoins from the De Pere area to show up at games.
And this is
correct?
A one-time thing. This is a
get it
this
right.
This is you wanted MLS so bad in this town, in this city. You need to get this right.
Man.
I think St. Louis FC is so bland.
Are these town hall meetings going to be dog and pony shows?
Well, they're going to bring in Eric Grubman.
Somebody's even got the logo for the Stallions and the Knights.
That's perfect.
That's pretty good looking.
That's
there.
Not bad.
Green
that
and
almost
black
looks
would be great.
That kind of has a Game of Thrones vibe to it, doesn't it? Look at something medieval coming through town. Winter is coming.
I like STL United, Doug's prison wallet.
STL United is not bad. What's our Kansas City?
Are they Sporting KC.
Sporting KC. All right, we didn't solve it. We just confused matters. That's
all. But if you choose STLFC, that means you actually didn't try at all. That's like everybody's go-to name since the MLS has been talked about in St. Louis for the last 3 or 4 years, maybe even longer. That name has been already, you know, regurgitated. I feel like if they have a town hall meeting and that's what they come up with, that's a little disappointing, I think.
All right, let's tee up 5 for Frank. It's brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, number one, Frank, the fact that John Elway likes Drew Lock, does that make you feel good or does it make you feel nervous?
Oh, I think it's better to have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time thinking you could be a good player. I mean, I know he's made a couple of mistakes here with quarterbacks, but, you know, all in all, I think he's in the right spot. He's going to a team with a chip on his shoulder, an organization who has been pretty good over the years. He'll get a chance to grow. Bottom line is he's 22. He's got plenty of money in his pocket. Good-looking guy. Life is good for Drew Lock.
All right, who plays in their respective league first? Michael Porter Jr. in Denver or Drew Lock in Denver?
Well, that's a great question. You can raise your hands on that one.
There
that's
you go.
Really good.
Game, set, match.
Oh, boy. Let's see. No, I guess it would be Michael Porter.
He's
got
to play
next year,
this fall.
And Lock may have to wait until...
Although, I guess Drew could play in the summer, a little preseason football before MPJ gets out there. But
this is true.
In terms of a big league game, it's still going to be Michael Porter Jr. All right, let's keep it in Denver. Frank, you are Stan Kroenke. Your Avs are in the playoffs. Your Nuggets are in the playoffs. Okay, Josh's Avs. Josh, remember, he doesn't own those anymore.
He doesn't
own those anymore. But the Avs and Nuggets are in the playoffs. Your Rams are in the Super Bowl. Are you getting better as a sports owner, or are you just in a lucky stretch?
Yeah, I think, you know, like with the Rams, when you're that miserable for that long and you have that many top picks in the draft, you can't screw it up. So eventually you're going to get better. And like with the Nuggets, you know, there was a stretch where his Nuggets and his Avalanche, that's an interesting phrasing, his Nuggets.
That'd be the name of Plowsy's team, his Nuggets.
But I mean, it was really rare, Martin, that, you know, because everybody makes the NBA and NHL playoffs, that they went like 3 and 4 years in a row where neither team made the postseason, threw that in with the Rams. That's why he was the worst owner in pro sports. And now, you know, because they've been so bad, they get high draft picks, they've been a little better.
It would be worth, this might be more of a term paper for Hoff as opposed to an end of the day, his career playoff percentage, NFL owner, NHL owner. Like, is it 30% of the time? Is it 20% of the time? His collective playoff
percentage.
Yeah,
and we're not going to count him as a minority owner with the Rams.
No.
Only when he took over.
Correct. The dark era. All right, Frank, you are John Mozeliak. Let me know, honestly, your level of frustration with Alex Reyes at this point.
100.
Yeah, it's right? Brutal. I'll say this. The reason I'm not that angry is I do have the best team in the National League. And I know this is a great kid who's just been through hell. Back-to-back season-ending injuries. His infant daughter battling cancer. And he's one of the sweetest, nicest kids. It's just, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar once punched a backboard and broke his hand. It happens. I'm frustrated, but I still believe in this kid. And he's going to be a factor before the end of the year.
And I guess the good thing is you don't really need him right now. You're not missing him sorely right now. It is weird. He goes from St. Louis, opening day roster for the first time. Then he's in Memphis pretty quickly. Now he's in Jupiter. And I love the tweet from Derek Gould. They said he will go to Jupiter. He won't do any catching or fielding or hitting. I'm like, is it still baseball? And it's only his left pinky. He'll be fine. It just sounds, I guess the optics are bad. Guy punching a wall. The wall is undefeated over the years, I believe.
Yeah, I wonder how many, like, in sports history of guys out of frustration hurt themselves. I do remember the Kareem thing.
Well, Andahar, what, attacked the toilet?
No, no. Oh, the Tudor was the fan.
Tudor the fan.
Julian Tavares
punched
the phone.
In Houston.
Yeah.
Remember that? He had a really, during the playoffs, 04-05, and his hand was all mangled. He was fun, wasn't he?
The hand that he used to whiz on.
All right, now, hold on. And then Julian Tavares. Well, that's a guy we need to get back in town.
But get him on the ballot for the Cardinal Hall of Fame.
The hat that went into the crowd.
My favorite baseball moment.
Frank, didn't you get hold of the hat and
take it
to like a lab?
Well, no, Gene McNary did, and then we did the story on Gene McNary. I don't know why, the former county prosecutor, doing it on the hat.
And the hat, if there was pine tar, right.
And then the great story came out about Julian Tavares. He would whiz on his hand to make the muscles and the tendons feel better. I never shook his hand after that, by the way.
Moises Alou. There's a bunch of guys who said that they did that.
Moises, that's right.
Moises Alou. I think it like would provide calluses on your hands or something. It made it really hard. Anyway.
It's so many.
Yeah. And it's Doug Vaughn's fancy thong.
There's a new entry. I thought it was going to be the prison wallet.
He says that at least he didn't use his throwing hand. So he had the presence of mind to bang his left hand.
Yeah, if you're right-handed, why are you punching? So I guess it was more of a pound. I have seen the boxing punching bag. Have you seen that before? I don't know if it was in Milwaukee. Somewhere recent, I was in a tunnel, and they actually have the boxing bag. That if you get like come out of a game and you're ticked, you can just beat up the bag. It must have been in Milwaukee because I saw it recently. All right, Frank, James Harden complaining about the officials.
Oh, God.
Is he serious or is he just trying to get in the head?
He's dead serious and he's dead freaking wrong.
Yeah.
He lunges into the defender almost every shot. Look, the national championship last shot, that was a foul. This was not a foul because I'd say 75% of the time, Harden is initiating the contact. I'm just so sick of it. It's just terrible.
Isn't he the wrong guy to be complaining? And the officiating is, on the whole, pretty bad. But he's just the wrong guy, isn't he?
He's winning MVPs off of the refs, basically, in the regular season.
How many times does he get to the line?
Oh, it's an insane
He lives
amount.
At the line. He'll score 50, and you look at it, and he'll like 20 free throws.
Yeah, I will say this. If you look at the the number of free throws he shoots in the regular season as opposed to the playoffs, it's down in the playoffs by, 25%. And that's not good for the Rockets. They're not going to beat the Warriors because Kevin Durant won't allow them.
And all of these NBA post games, the losing team, these guys look like they're on death row when they're at the podium, don't they?
Yeah.
They all just seem so miserable. If I'm Adam Silver, I'd say, guys, you're all making $30, $40 million. I know, just give me a little something when you're at the podium.
How many times, too, do you see a game end with a surefire Hall of Famer being ejected like Chris Paul yesterday and then waving and just all these histrionics towards the referees?
Of course, I'm a little worried about my top-seeded Bucks, Frank. Just getting smoked at home. Yeah. And they don't even need Tatum. He scores four. And they blow out the Bucks on their home floor.
I don't know if there's a more, versatile player than Al Horford. He just there's nothing like that jumps out at you. It just does a little bit of everything. You know, his dad Tito was in the stands yesterday, 7'2" guy who had no skill. And Al, 6'9", knocking down threes.
But he's your guy, right?
Yeah, he's my guy.
There we go, live. Frank's on the sideline there. Okay, I'm here with Al's dad, Tito, who had no skill.
Zero game. But a great guy. How are you?
He's my guy.
All right, number five. Five for Frank. Brought to you every day in the 11 o'clock hour by Greenville University. Forget a pick to click. For the Blues and Stars tonight, game three, give me your needs to click.
Well, Ryan O'Reilly's got to play better.
Yes.
And I know Vladimir Tarasenko will win, but as good as O'Reilly is, clearly the MVP of this team this season, not named Jordan Binnington, he's got to become one of your best players.
I put down Shen because he's been so quiet.
That's my guy.
You almost forget that he's out there. And this was an all-star a year ago. And I realize his season wasn't all-star caliber this year, but there are times when you're looking out there and you don't even hear his name. All right, needs to click. You let Kerber know. He holds these guys accountable.
Kerber chose...
His pick to click, I think he's been riding that. He's on that Robbie Thomas maroon.
He kind of thinks
that line is
key. Today he took kind of three.
No fair curves.
But I'm telling you something. He mentioned Robert Thomas. If Robert Thomas scores like two tonight, then Kerber is God with a small g. He's just, wow.
Needs to click. Blue Stars, 7 o'clock start. That's perfect for you. Your news starts at 10. My sports hits at about 9:40. What time will tonight's game end?
9:42, 9:43.
Oh, it's
going to be like a
2-2
game.
Yes. I'm going to leave this game in the last couple of minutes. Let's see what Martin's got.
The Blues lose. What happened?
Can you believe it? It's the fifth overtime.
By the way, my mom said, a woman that lives in her building said, oh, Martin was doing interviews for Channel 4 the other night. I'm like, it had to have been Doug Vaughn, right? I'm like, Mom, I don't just
I'm glad you brought this up. So in our live post-game show, Andy Moeller, our great producer, is in my ear saying, okay, we have Jaden Schwartz live. And so Tom Stasiak, who is an unbelievable photographer, is in there tight, big scrum, live camera, perfect audio, perfect video. And so we're going to the interview, and then you're asking, questions back to back. And Cam's saying, get Kilcoin off Channel 5.
Probably really bad questions, too. What happened today?
We were going to edit it out if somebody said good questions.
Martin swarmed them. How did you lose this game? Yeah.
You know what we did?
You know what would have been great if he would have asked a question to somebody like Steen and
Steen can be snapped?
Yeah, it would have been perfect on us.
And then Channel 5 was like, that's what you get when you let Fox 2 ask the hockey question.
Yeah.
Can we play that back, folks?
Or if Steen were to say something like, it's nice to see you down here once in a while. One of those would have been great.
You know what we did on Saturday? To be prepared, we brought a step stool because it gets...
That's a great idea.
Gets so crowded in there. So they bring out three players, boom, 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 all in a row. And my photographer, Wyatt, ended up right in the front, got a great shot. So I'm walking around carrying, of course, Caruso's like, you doing some handiwork later? What, do you got a construction company? I'm like, so I brought it, and guess what? We didn't need it. And if I didn't bring it, we would have needed it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, though. That's
so
good.
If they needed any light bulbs changed at the Enterprise Center, I was available on Saturday.
All right, Brian, tell our listening audience about the place we're going to be on Friday, Rosalita's.
Frank, on Sunday at Cinco de Mayo, so in preparation for that, the entire station all day long, starting with the morning after, all the way through to Cam Jansen Show, will be broadcasting from Rosalita's Cantina on Washington Avenue. St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex all throughout the year is Rosalita's Cantina, but on Cinco de Mayo, it is the go-to party spot. Live music all day featuring DJ Music, Mariachi Mendez STL, and Latin band Vladimir Ferreira. You can ride the mechanical bull plus two balloon twisters and two face painters will be there as well. Tex-Mex, margaritas, and Cinco de Mayo done right. It's all happening at Rosalita's on Washington Avenue.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Bob Carpenter, the longtime voice of the Nationals, next.